Imagine being taken from the comfort and safety of your home to be beaten, sold, and raped, only to wake up in a different country and potentially be punished for illegally being there. According to the U.S. State Department, 600,000 to 800,000 people are trafficked across international borders every year, of which 80% are female. Trafficking is essentially illegal smuggling, including forced prostitution, pornography, and slavery. This means that there are women and girls intentionally being taken and experiencing acts like this. I'm Hallie.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Luke.
I'm Marissa.
And I'm Janina. Women make less money than men. In Africa, women make 70 cents to $1 than men.
That's also found that in the United States, we lose a large amount of money, up to $840 billion a year, due to the wage gap between males and women.
And like in Latin America, women make 60% of what a man makes.
I say that everyone should have equal pay to what they should be up into their education. If they have the same job, they should be being paid the exact same.
Yeah, the equality difference is really high, because if they're working the same job and doing the same things and even working the same amount of hours, they shouldn't be getting paid differently just because of their gender.
Yeah. I mean, it's also found that, like, in races, too, like, if a white male were to be compared to an African-American male, the African-American male would still make less than the white male as well. So it is also shown that if a black male and a African-American female were to do this, it is still the same amount of wage gap.
In Europe, working women spend 22 hours per week in unpaid work, and men fewer than 10 hours.
Also, in 18 countries, husbands can legally prevent their wives from working.
That's just not right. That just takes away the right of a woman's job to actually be able to go out and help with the family and just not be able to do anything and provide for her kids or anything, or even help out to do her own thing. That's like, she doesn't have any independence.
Again, it's kind of like, I'm seeing like a stereotype of how women are told to be in the kitchen or cooking or cleaning when they could be getting money for working, but their husbands are making them stay.
Yeah, but like going back on the fact about losing money, if the woman doesn't even get a job, their families are losing large amounts of money to provide for them to get food and easy resources for their bodies that are needed, such as like water and housing and anything.
Right, and even if they do get a job, like in the UK, females earn on average 1.5 British pounds less per hour than a man. So even if they do get a job, it's not like all the time they'll be able to support for themselves, and if any, they have anyone else in their family.
Yeah, like the wage gap needs to be fixed due to like the acts of trying to just show that men are kind of superior. This is like what it shows, kind of. It's trying to act like men are larger than women, when we're all equal, we're all people.
Exactly.
It's really sad that there's no country in the world where men and women are treated equally. I think that's really sad to know.
Yeah.
Especially if, like, a woman is single and the only one providing for the family and already getting paid less, it makes it harder to support the family.
True.
Yeah, it would make it harder to provide, because, like, again, you're not getting the amount of money to pay for groceries or food or anything to make food.
And girls and women who are in poverty, it is more likely for them to be trafficked or taken because they can't necessarily fight for themselves and they're out there.
Right.
And there are approximately 20 to 30 million slaves in the world today.
They're more or less, like, more vulnerable to get that happen to them.
Yeah, because they're viewed as like weak and not strong enough to fend for themselves. When they're taken away, there's also things called female genital mutilation. It's the practice of a traditional, in some cultures, of partially removing the external genitalia of girls and young women for non-medical reasons, and it's also found to be illegal in many countries, but it's still being done to this day. And there's 200 million people in the Middle East that are just getting women alive today that have been cut in 30 different countries in Asia. Africa, they're mainly found in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and it's just not right, because it the effects of it are long-term causes of them are increased risk of childbirth and mental disorders, urine issues, tract infections, menstrual problems. It also allows a higher risk of HIV, and it's just not right. The HIV is a spreading virus that we don't even have a cure for and can't even help people.
It also increases the risks of childbirth defects.
Yeah. Plus, that if you have risk of childbirth defects, that means that you can't reproduce, really, because that just acts up a higher level of death of children while they're being born, and possibly even the mother.
It's really scary that the human trafficking happens where we live in the U.S. In 2014, there were almost 223 cases reported in California, but those are only the reported ones, but that was only 10% of the actual human trafficking, because most girls don't report it because they're ashamed of themselves when they shouldn't be ashamed of themselves. They didn't do it. It was done to them.
Right, and even if it does happen, like in Asia, 48% of judges believe that it is justifiable to beat your wife. So even if that like were to happen and they were to like come out and say something, like not all the time or something like happened to the like whoever did it to them.
Yeah, and in 49 countries, there are laws protecting women from domestic violence.
Yeah. Also in Asia, 100 million girls are reported missing. So that means any of those things could be happening to those girls.
Yeah, like, again, stating on the female genital mutilation, that's a lot more people in a larger area that is more common to do things like that with that amount of people missing. That could just add on to the numbers of people getting their lives pretty much ruined somewhat to an extent.
And it'd be really hard to recover after you have been taken. And if most girls, when they are taken to another country, they get punished for illegally being there, that's very sad.
Yeah, it's like just they're getting punished for getting forced to be there illegally as an illegal immigrant, and it's just not right to force people there.
One thing that I found that was really interesting to me was human traffickers often use a Sundanese phrase, use a slave to catch slaves, meaning traffickers send broken-in girls to recruit younger girls into a sex trade. Sex traffickers often train girls themselves, raping them and teaching them sex acts. And that's very sad, because the girls who are being taken are being taken by girls their own age, or they're being tricked into doing sex acts. It's so sad.
That's just not right to force someone to do that, or like trick someone into doing something that they don't really want to do, but they have to. Otherwise, they're going to get like punished by the person that's like stolen them or something. That just is terrible.
It's scary that it can happen to anybody and of any age, honestly.
Yeah.
Right. Just like in the Middle East, from a little different, 14% of Arab girls marry under the age of 18. So that could lead to like stuff like domestic violence.
Definitely.
Or violence against women, because they're so young, sometimes they can't do anything like to help themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they can't defend themselves, and that's also pulling them out of education, which will not allow them to go get a job in their later life, which will just make them lose money in all general. Like, because they're going to probably get abused and be forced to have kids, and they're going to won't be able to provide for the kids because they won't have a job because they won't have an education.
I just want to know why they're being punished for being in countries when they were taken there. Like, I wonder if they explained to the people that they were taken there, or that they don't know why they're there or what happened and why they're still being punished.
Maybe wherever they went, there's still like a big inequality between women, and like they just don't believe them since they are women.
Yeah.
Since they're just like there. You know, they don't know how they got to. They could be lying.
Yeah, but
at least that's what they could think.
Yeah, but they could also be like ashamed of what happened to them and just don't want to say anything, because like as it's been stated many times, it when something tragic like this happens to you, you're just mentally just not ready for like anything.
I'm like in shock too.
Yeah, you're just in shock.
Or if you're taken from like your country and you don't speak the language that's in the new country, it's hard to like communicate that like you were taken there and you weren't
Yeah.
You didn't go there on purpose.
Yeah, like, you didn't mean to go there, but you can't really defend yourself because you don't know how to, because you don't know how to speak their language at all.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're lost in that country because you don't know how to get along there.
You don't know where anything is. You don't know anybody there.
You might not even know the country that you're in.
Yeah, like, they're delusional about it, of where they're going and how they're going to be, what's going to happen to them, because they don't know what's going on to their lives while they're being taken and just getting, just their lives are being destroyed because they're lost. No one, most of the cases aren't even, like, reported, so no one really knows where they are at all, and they're just found missing, and they're just gone.
That's terrible. If you or anybody you know are experiencing any of these problems, contact the National Human Trafficking Resource Center at 1-888-37-37-888. Again, 1-888-37-37-888. You can also go to the National Human Trafficking website. You can call them, text them, or live chat with them for help. To wrap this episode up, women are being treated unequally across the world. Remember that this happens to 21 million people worldwide. It can happen to anybody, including you or somebody you know. Tune into our next episode to learn about more world problems that may affect you.